This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You should be excited. We're excited. And the reason why is because, one, the season hasn't started, and everybody's got hope. But more importantly, Mike, we have reasons to have hope. There are some teams right now in the NFL who are going to tell their fan bases they have hope when realistically they don't have any. Like, realistically, they don't have a quarterback. Realistically, they don't have the guys to get it done. Now, you may be saying, if you are a skeptic, Dukes and Bell, why should I believe? Why should I be thinking that things are going to be different when we were 6-3 last year and we blew it? It's a great question. And to be quite honest with you, I can't give you the answer to that. What I can tell you is that I think that we have the dudes to do this, and more importantly,
we got the dudes to do this
finally,
job.
And finally, Mike, more importantly, get to the playoffs, because it's been 7 long years.
Yeah, this would be 8 seasons. And again, when you're looking at a team, like if you're an Atlanta fan, we know a lot of transplants and people who also grew up going to Fulton County Stadium back in the day. When a team doesn't go to the playoffs for 7 years, you think of them as a bad organization. Regardless of the circumstance, no one gives a crap about your cap issues or how you blew the draft. But when you don't go to the playoffs for 7 years, you're not a factor in the NFL. And a guy like Arthur Blank, with all his resources and everything he does for this town and has tried to do to put a winner on, we should never be in this position.
Never.
So this is where the rubber has got to hit the road. We better have the right dudes, because we've invested on the defensive side really 2 years in a row. That wasn't just last year. It's basically 2 years in a row. But we've got to be able to get a team in the – this has got to be the playoffs. Wild card, whatever you think we can be.
However –
but it's whatever. Still a tough schedule. That's why Vegas looks at us as, no, they don't believe in us. It's 7.5.
So Ray McLeod was talking about this with Pro Football Network, talking about Michael Penix, and it starts there. And he says, I've watched Penix every day for the last year at practice, and I'm just ready to see him go into an experienced year, a polished year, and see how it goes. Go all the way to the Super Bowl. And some people think like, oh, Ray McLeod, now here we go. No, what he's telling you is what they know. And we tried to tell you this last year when I said the little bit of practice that he has been getting, he's been torching the secondary. And then when we got a chance to see him, you saw how well he can deliver the ball. There's not a throw that Michael Penix can't make. But I think Ray McLeod, Mike, and this receiving core knew what Penix could bring. But you had a guy that you believed in and that was winning in Kirk Cousins. So you're not trying to, you know, have an upheaval. He's just stating to me the obvious of what a lot of those guys know at Flowery Branch, Mike, and that is, we got a quarterback. And that's what I think he's saying more than anything. The Super Bowl comment, he's saying, look, maybe it leads to that. We're not telling you they're going to go there.
Right.
But I think, like, again, when you look at the makeup of this team, it's the first time in a long time when you say, man, they got a lot of talent. They got speed. They got playmakers. Can they put it together? And this is why I said to Mike, as we get ready for this upcoming week, to me, there is pressure on Raheem Morris to get this done. We cannot go into another season and act as if it's somebody else's fault. This is going to be on Raheem to coach guys up, to make the right decisions, to have the in-game knowledge to make the right decisions, whether it's timeouts, et cetera, play calls, Mike, I don't care. And it doesn't mean he's going to get everything right. But we cannot go through another season where it's like, oh, well, this is not his fault. this has to be on his shoulders, and that's right. why there's extreme amount of pressure on him.
That's the thing. You know, we talk so much about the different areas. You know, how do you feel on offensive line? We feel offensive line is a strength. You know, Mark Schlereth did bring up a good point, though. You do have, you know, Drew Dahlman did move on, and you're hoping that New Zealand, and you've got, you know, the pieces in the middle. Bergeron, we certainly love. We love Lindstrom. But offensive line, that's not one of your top concerns. You mentioned, and I agree, defensive tackles, how the depth is going to shape up to help those new, you know, those linebackers and help the hopefully help this pass rush get some fire into it. And Ruka Roro is going to be a big part of that. But offensively, no, I mean, I know what we've got with skill set. I know that Michael Penix Jr., we can debate. It's too late for debate. It is what it is. They blew it last year. They never should have signed Cousins. Should have just drafted Penix, but here we are. It's his show. But no one outside of Atlanta knows what we think we know about Penix. That's why we can't get the juice nationally. That's why they've got us like around, what, 20th in the league? That's why the over-under is where it's at. But to me, this team has got to have everything on point. You just brought up the coach. Raheem Morris has got to be a lot better with how he handles play calling or the clock management aspect of it. He's got to make sure his coaches and his coordinators are dialed in. He made a big mistake with going with Jimmy Lake last year. That's on Raheem. That's not on Arthur Blank. You know, that's on the coach. He made that decision.
That's not also on Kirk Cousins. That part of it is not on Kirk Cousins. Now, did the defense get better? Yeah, but it took away from his ability to be the head coach because now you're spending more times in those defensive rooms. And whether he owned it or not, I'm just telling you, that's what happened. That's what the deal was. That's why this defense all of a sudden started picking up sacks, and we had 5 sacks against a team in the Chargers we lost to
right.
because our quarterback threw 4 interceptions. The other part of this, the story, and it's interesting because Mike and I were talking about it, D. Orlando Ledbetter put a story out there talking about Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts. Now, I got this over the weekend because people were like, I want you to talk about this. And I said, okay, let me go look at the video. And I did, and it's a video of our quarterback, Penix, working out with all the guys. Drake London, they're all there. And that's great. But, like, I'm not going to get overly hyped about this video when I see Kyle Pitts just catching a ball. And then it's the next clip. I'm not watching him beat DBs. He's running against air. I'm like, what am I supposed to get excited
about? Come on. You got to get excited.
What am I supposed to get excited about?
You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
A montage. This is where Kyle Pitts puts the work in. He's running up the hill. He's running with the parachute. He's squatting. He's looking like Rocky pushing the ox cart through the snow. I'm going to show those chumps who the real Kyle Pitts is.
You got to have a couple scenes where he fails because that makes it that much better. We're like, he drops a pass
or
he can't lift the weight all the way up.
That's
yeah.
good. That's
and there's
good.
Anguish and there's sweat. And then you hear the soundbite, Mike Bell on the radio, Kyle Pitts is a bum. I'll show him in a montage.
Yeah.
Things get better in a montage.
Well, then you might as well throw in the scene of him riding down the street with the top drop and he's contemplating everything. No one else happens to be on the road.
He's over at Lake, you know, he's at Lake Lanier staring out at the waters as the sun sets. Where is Kyle Pitts' career going? Things happen, Carl, in a montage.
Yeah, that's what this was. And people are like, did you see it? Yes, I saw it. Him catching a ball. Next clip. Get out of here.
And all of a sudden, meanwhile, there's Drago lifting weights. My God, he's a machine.
This camaraderie is cool. But D-Led, slow your roll. Kyle Pitts is ready for the season.
He's heard all the naysayers. He's going to prove that wrong, Kyle and Mike.
Kyle is ready for camp. No, he's not.
Didn't you see his montage? He's catching passes. Quick edits are the key to a montage.
So here's what's funny. Some of you guys are going to be like, Dukes of Bell, y'all ain't right. This kid shows up and catches passes with his quarterback and y'all still killing him. No, I'm not killing him. I'm just not like with pom-poms on right. going crazy for a catch and then the next clip. That's all I'm saying.
Would the montage show an x-ray of his foot and then it'd be like ice? Right, and he's icing up, and he's anguished, and he's sweating. No, I'll fight through it. And he puts the shoe back on, and he gets back in the montage.
Oh, my goodness. This is what we're talking about. By the way, you're wondering, last season, just for point of reference, 47 balls, 74 targets, 602 yards. Okay? That was Kyle Pitts. Could become a free agent at the end of the season.
And you and I, we were doing the stories last week about all the other guys that were getting their fifth-year option picked up. Or maybe in some cases, before they got to the fifth year and getting contract extensions.
That's correct.
Like Garrett Wilson, who's of the same draft class as our Drake London. So when you look at, I know this is a conversation for, you know, I know you could say it's a conversation for tomorrow or next year, but.
I can't get that out of my head now. I can
I could just see Pitts icing up, looking at the camera.
Do we get a picture of him and Penix hugging or high-fiving?
Yes.
Like Rocky and Apollo in the surf?
Oh, my goodness.
Matt Ryan shows up. Hey, Kyle, I know you can do it.
Yes. And then, there we go.
And it would be even better if Julio's off in the distance and he looks over and he nods. Yeah.
Because he doesn't say anything.
You
it's
got
your
it.
Time.
Because Julio's never going to say anything.
He didn't say anything.
Julio just nods and goes, yeah.
Yeah.
You got it, young buck.
He doesn't say anything. And by the way.
That's a hell of a montage.
This 80s music is just on point. Is it not? It just takes you there.
So go look at the video if you hadn't seen Kyle Pitts with jump cuts and quick catches.
This is our music. We're doing this. That's not on the video, by the way. If you're going to watch the video and be like, Dukes and Bale, I don't hear that music.
I mean, just put it together in your mind with the soundtrack. But here's the thing with Pitts, guys, just hit us up at the text line. What if he balls out? If he balls out, he balls out.
Thank God he balls out.
But that's my point. There might not be enough money in the inn, for lack of a better phrase.
You know what? Let's hope
with Drake London and Bijan.
Let's hope that's a problem we have to have. Seriously. I hope that's a problem we're discussing at the end of the year after a long playoff run. All right, whatever that entails. And you guys are calling and going, man, we're going to keep Pitts. What a conversation to have.
Right.
Imagine that somebody actually showed up and did above and beyond what was expected.
I just work here.
Come on.
So that's the deal. We love this guy's athleticism. That's why when we did draft
pick. By the way, he had his glasses on the whole time. He had shades on the entire. Are those shades?
Yeah.
Did he have shades on while he was out? He wasn't taking this seriously.
No, man. But again, because the lights of the camera crew that was shooting this montage.
Yeah, this car. Was there a star wipe at any point in the video? You need a star wipe.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Now, man. It's just that's the reality. If he balls out, that's great. Hard to envision how you make all those pieces financially fit.
Oh, those are regular glasses.
But we said, was he wearing goggles?
No, those are regular.
Like Chuck Munson goggles?
They're like my glasses.
But just say, showing up on TV, Mr. Cool with those glasses
they
on.
They look cool. They look cool. Kyle, where'd you get those? We'll talk.
Are they Foster Grants? What are they talking about?
No, they're cool. I just thought they were shades at first because I didn't realize they were like regular frames.
No, but I mean, when you draft a guy fourth overall, we've had this conversation a million times. You got to be expectations are through the roof. You're going to Pro Bowl in first season, but you need touchdowns, red zone weapon. You need to be up there with the George Kittles and the elite tight ends.
Let's go!
And that ain't been the scene. So if he balls out, the best case scenario, if you don't have any intention of resigning, and we've talked about it, he would go somewhere else and his montage would get us a compensatory pick.
Oh, I can't get it out of my mind now. And now, you know what? I'm going to see him Thursday night. I'm going to be thinking about this.
Right. Dun, 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 but it would be cool to see, like, you know, there's a montage. He's running down the track, and Julio and Roddy are looking at a stopwatch, and they both kind of nod.
His 40 time is back up. His 40 time is back from the foot injury.
All of a sudden, Tony Gonzalez is there. He goes, that a boy. You know? Way to make this montage get you back in shape.
What's that Family Guy scene where Peter jumps in the air and he just stays, he just sticks?
Yeah!
Kyle Pitts, he's one of those who just jump in the air and just stick.
Okay, then we're going to top it off with what? Dan Mullen going, I knew you could do it. Right? Come on. I mean, let's just keep building this thing. All right, man. Falcons training camp, Thursday. You can tell. We're all in. We're excited. And you should be too. We have the potential to have a really good team. But there are things that have to come together, and some of this stuff is beyond some of the players. Some of it is Jeff Ulbrich being a solid coordinator on the defensive side. Some of it is the play calling and the connection between our OC and our quarterback. Some of it we discuss with Raheem Morris.
You know what? This could be a theme, Carl. I think we need it every day. We'll do the montage for different groups. Tomorrow, it'll be Raheem Morris on the white erase board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clock management. Looking at game tape. Should have called a timeout.
What was I thinking?
And we actually have been practicing timeouts. Like, no. Yes, yeah. Good, yes. Good.
Yeah, right.
See, Ross about to pull the red flag out. No, don't take the red flag out.
Timeout.
Bad challenge.
Timeout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.